Okay. So, hello and welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. So, for today's practice, I'd like to invite us to consider the practice of metta without so much self-occupation in it, without self preoccupation. So I'll say a few words to set the frame, and then I will lead us into meditation so we explore it together and see what kind of flavors come up, what we discover. So when we care, when we have metta, love, kindness, different nuances of metta, the word metta, loving kindness, friendliness, etc. A lot of times there is a sense of preoccupation, self-preoccupation that can still be in there, either in the relationship or in the moment. So it could be a sense of, I like you, I wish you well. There's just, you know, there could be some attachment in it. You know, there's the self involved. Maybe it's conditional care. May you be well. I love you so that you will love me back, so that you will think that I'm worthy and I'm nice and I'm kind. And, you know, there might be just nuances. It may not be too overt, but there might be nuances of the self being entangled in it. Like, oh, I am wishing you well. What a wonderful practitioner I am, human being. I am wishing you. You know, there could be different nuances, flavors of the self kind of butting in instead of just pure care, love without the self concern. Those are some ways it can show up. It can also show up in the way of in the moment of practice that, oh, I'm too tired, or this is too hard for me, or I'm having too many emotions, or my mind is not stable enough, or I, right? You know, just different nuances, flavors of self, occupation, preoccupation can come in. And I'm kind of making light of it a little bit, making a caricature of it just to kind of point out. It may not be that gross, but might be more subtle, might be more subtle. Again, it's doesn't make you a bad person or a bad Buddhist or a bad practitioner. It's just interesting to notice, right? Because we cultivate awareness, we cultivate mindfulness so that we're aware of what's happening. And the invitation tonight, as I'll guide us through it, is what if it's not about me? It's not about us. What if it's not about me? About this being, the self of mine? What if it's not about me at all? What if it's just an expression of love, expression of care, expression of goodwill, regardless of what I get out of this, regardless whether I become happier out of this during happy hour, regardless of what you will think of me or our relationship, or regardless of any of that, just sitting, landing, being in goodness, kindness, and letting it radiate from nowhere. Could be through you, or just is. You're reflecting it, perhaps. You're like a mirror that maybe reflects the kindness from the universe, and you reflect it back. And the mirror is just reflective. It's not like, oh, look at me, I'm a mirror. And like, it doesn't absorb. It doesn't kind of color the light. It just reflects it, just without showing up too much. So we'll play with different metaphors. And just to bring one other consideration in is for those practitioners who like the practice or have been practicing for a while and perhaps are familiar, curious with the concept in Buddhism practicing not self. It's not personal. It's not personal. This is one way that the practice of metta, cultivating goodwill can really merge with the practice of anatta, not self, or shunyata, emptiness, where there isn't really so much about us. This entanglement is just love flowing out of emptiness. So, all right, without making it too heady, let's practice. Let's come to our bodies first and foremost. So, invite you to arrive. Arriving in your body, landing. However you're sitting or lying down, inviting this body to relax, to soften, to land in this moment. As if you were putting this body down, lovingly, kindly, allowing the breath to move on its own, in and out. Not so much controlling the breath. The breath is breathing you. It's been doing it all these years. So let it continue without making breathing a project. With each breath, each out breath, letting the body relax, soften, land, connect more with the earth supporting you under your feet, under your sit bones, all the contact points. And just letting, inviting the awareness, expansive, spacious, relaxed awareness, to receive the breath and the sensations of the body, just to settle and calm, in calm abiding. For the next few minutes, arriving, settling. Here. Here. Now. Noticing if there is any joy, delight in the process of being breathed, simply in this moment. And if thoughts and preoccupations arise in this moment, kindly, gently noticing what's arisen. And is it possible to ever so gently put down the preoccupations, the stories, Isn't it interesting? They all have to do with me, myself, and mine. Having some humor, some lightness, kindness with your mind, as it likes to think. Gently, lovingly. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, dear mind. It's okay. We can put this down right now. It's okay. Thank you for your hard work. This moment just being breathed, simply, the simplicity, delicious simplicity of just sitting and being breathed. And notice we're not trying to get rid of the self, just noticing that it's arising. With all self preoccupied thoughts, lightheartedly, smilingly, oh, here it is. Can we gently put it down at the next out breath? Maybe just for one breath. Noticing for those breaths when there is no preoccupation. How freer, how much freer, more open the heart and mind feel. How much more spacious. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to your heart, to your mind, someone for whom your care, your affection, kindness, metta, wishes of well-being, maybe love, flow with ease when you think of this being. Could be a person, could be a pet, could be a child. You think of this being, maybe there's a sense of ease, a sense of safety. Maybe a smile shows up. Just naturally wish them well. Bringing them to your heart, to your mind, to your mind's eye. And now, instead of seeing them from your vantage point, through your eyes, imagine this being. It's just being held, being seen. As if they're standing on stage in an amphitheater or performance hall. There they are. There's space all around them. It's not just you, they're being held. And can they be held in care, in love, in goodwill? Can they be showered in goodwill? You could be witnessing it, but it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about us. Your visual and this visualization might be helpful. You can imagine them being showered with flowers. Coming from every direction, as if it were metta, these flowers, flower petals. Maybe all the beings, maybe there are beings in this concert hall all around. Or maybe the seats are empty, see what works best for you. But somehow, from all around, the phrases of metta are being directed to this being. To this dear one. I'll say the traditional phrases. You can use whatever phrase works for you. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. Imagine them receiving that. Again, maybe there's a chorus where it's silent. So it's not about you. You could be joining or you could be witnessing with care, with love. But it's not about you. The this metta, freely offered this care, this goodwill. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. Hearing the second phrase of metta chanted, maybe, by all the participants or somehow coming through the empty seats, see what works for you. May you be happy. May you be happy and joyful. The third metta phrase. May you be healthy and strong. May you be healthy and strong. The fourth metta phrase. May your life flow with ease. May you take care of yourself happily. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. And watching, witnessing, beholding your dear being comfortable, maybe sitting, standing, could be in a comfortable chair on the stage, just receiving the metta, the care all around them. All these good wishes for their safety, for their happiness, for their health and well-being. What do you want for them? What do you wish for them? They're receiving it. They're wrapped in it, showered in it. Maybe it occurs to you that your dear being, there are many people who hold this person with affection, with warmth, with care. All of you joining your hearts, your good wishes. So it's not just about you. Wishing them well, all of you. All the people, this person's life, perhaps filling this hall, all around, together, you're wishing them well, Wishing this being well. It's about giving love freely, generously, not about me, not about mine. Such an act of generosity. As if you've organized the surprise blessing ceremony for them. They're being showered with goodwill, care, good wishes. All the people who care about them. And whether you feel tired, the mind feels distracted, the body feels achy, can we remind ourselves it's not about me. It's not about me in this moment. Is it possible for just a moment to take self preoccupations out and just generously witness, share goodwill, kindness. See what happens. for the last couple of minutes of this practice. Letting go of your self preoccupations and this being who is you, who shows up as you in the world. Let them step in. Step into the center together with your dear being. And both of you receive goodwill, good wishes, just receiving. Generously offered from all the beings in the hall. And not get in your own way with self-preoccupation that I'm not worthy of it, not good enough. Letting that go. This being who is you just receiving. It's not about you. Get yourself out of there, just receiving metta. Just receiving goodwill. Letting it land, letting it be received. Sink into your bones. This being who is you is deserving of care, of love, of metta, as much as anyone else. In some ways, it's not about you, the self reflections, preoccupations, just the being who you are deserves absolute love and compassion. So let this being receive it. May all beings, including ourselves, know their own goodness, that they're deserving of love. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So, I'd love to hear your reflections, what you notice, what this was like for you, what might have opened up in this different way of entering into metta. And I'll change the chat settings. You can, if you type it in chat to everyone, I'll read your name. If you just send it to me privately, I won't read your name. You can also raise your Zoom hand to share your reflection. It can also be about the first part, about calming and settling our minds. Did you notice if you, with the out-breath, if you put down preoccupations, if there was more spaciousness, more ease when the preoccupations were put down? It also maybe how this practice of creating a circle of benefactors for your dear being. In the past, I've taught circle of benefactors when we create it for ourselves and we receive from people who care about us. But here, You basically threw a surprise party, a blessing ceremony for someone you cared about in your heart to see, oh, what does that feel like? How is there a sense of generosity, goodness that can come up when we take ourselves out of that? So I'd love to hear what you noticed, how this was for you. And you can raise your Zoom hand. It's under reactions or under participants, depending on the version of Zoom you have. Yes, Kim, please.
It was lovely. Very spacious and I could a nice progression from my breath feeling kind of contrived or thick to it feeling fresh and cool and so that was nice. I chose my son who's an actor. So it was like, but he's a TV actor and but yeah, imagining him and he's filming right now and so he's like everybody's on the set and then all his friends added and then all the people that are watching him the show and that felt really good. And then Bill, I hope you don't mind. I was so pleased to see that you were back. I mean, that made me, I was joyous when I came on, and so Bill came into the circle when I came in, and so like the three of us, Carlo and Bill and I, were like, this huddled, and we had all of Carlo's friends and the set and the actors and the people viewing him. We were taking advantage of that. So that's pretty cool.
Oh my God, Kim, it just makes me so happy. I'm happier hearing your practice report. It's so joyous what you're describing with your son and on the set and being happy that Bill has come here and him joining your and Bill says, glad to see you too, Kim, in the chat. That's sweet. This sangha support in your practice. It just delights me to no end. Thank you, Kim. It was really sweet to hear the progression from the contracted breath to all the joyousness that you're talking about. I loved it. Thank you. Delights me to no end. Yeah, sweet. Any other reflections you'd like to share? Any challenges? Any questions? Jerry says it felt more nurturing and less just about one-to-one. And as a result, more powerful for a crowd of folks wishing a person well. Yeah, beautiful. Thanks for that observation. Yeah. And what also I noticed too, I was having a great time imagining my dear being just being showered and just like, oh, so there was also a sense of mudita. Vicarious joy for them being showered. It was interesting to explore the sense of self kind of getting a little softer, not being so out there, so or so strong in this way. And another message, I've had a hard time in the past trying to hang out in the field of metta. But with this image, I could really access that. Yay! Oh, that makes me so glad. Yay for the person who sent me this reflection. Yay! I'm celebrating. Yay! That makes me very glad. Yay! So great. This is always available to you, this way in. Great. It's wonderful to know what works. We explore so many different things, and each way just opens up a new dimension. So, dear ones, we can save some time for on the other end when we come out of practice groups. And in the practice groups, yay, now you can come together with a couple of other practitioners and have a little metta party together. Oh, Kimberly says, has one more reflection. I'll share this and then we'll go into groups. I chose someone that I saw briefly, someone that I couldn't relate to at all, and for whom I felt a kind of repulsion because she was smoking a cigarette and looked contracted and self-centered. I found that she was soaked in the safety, but only after shock and awe. And then she was able to open to the support and love that was coming her way. And when we were together, we were holding hands and reaching out to our support group. Wow. Thank you, Kimberly. I'm getting chills reading your reflection. Whew. Yeah, you went for the challenging category. I love it. And it opened up in this way. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. That's profound. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, lovely. Oh, I am so inspired by all of your practice, everyone. Just, I'm so inspired by all of your practice. Thank you. So let me make the breakout groups. So it'll be groups of three. And let's start with 15 seconds of metta, silently for each other. And then you can share as much or as little as you want with your practice partners. Yay, practicing community. So here we go, opening the rooms. Enjoy. Remember, it's not about you. So welcome back, everyone. We have a few minutes for any reflections, especially if you haven't spoken already, or if you haven't spoken for a while. We'd love to hear from you. What did you notice? Don't be shy. Love to hear about your insights. And you're welcome to raise your Zoom hand. Yes, the voice that says recording in progress is a new Zoom addition so that when I turn on the recording, everybody gets notified. So that's what's happening. Yeah. Richard, please.
Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Oh, I just wondered about if you find yourself sending metta to someone who's ill, for example. I mean, does it turn into compassion? Is it all right if you mixed the two?
Yeah. So basically, when metta, which is loving kindness, which is goodwill, sense of may you be well, may you be happy, just sense of goodwill, comes in contact with suffering, it becomes compassion. It gets expressed as compassion. Compassion is metta plus suffering. So that's what you're experiencing. It becomes compassion. It holds the suffering. Is that what the question is? Also, tell me
Yes,
if there's more needed here
yes, but I'm not as confused as I thought.
No, you're not at all. You're right on. Right on, Richard. Thank you. Jeff, please.
Yeah, thank you, Nikki. I guess one thing insight I had was that, what we commonly regard as love in our culture, like the romantic version of love, is just totally about self, really. I mean, that's really what it's about. It's like I love you because of what how you're going to make me feel. And this is just like taking the self out of it takes away that romantic, that romantic type of love just takes that seems like it, to me it takes that just off the table. It's just a totally different kind of a thing. But I'm just curious, what do you think about the relationship between metta as we're practicing and the romantic love? Is there some overlap perhaps that I'm not seeing?
Yeah, there's absolutely overlap, Jeff, and I so appreciate you bringing it in. So the often our concept of romantic love in this culture is is love, affection, plus attachment, plus obligation, contractual, you know, I love you, so you love me. It's not, it has strings attached, right? So it is possible to have romantic love without attachment. So we don't have to limit it to that. It can be, I love you just as you are, just with generosity. And there are some couples, many couples, who actually reach that stage. And it's such a beautiful stage of romantic love that you just love the other person just as they are. It's with a sense of unconditional love. And it's sacred. It's holy. It's beautiful. It's non-transactional. So absolutely, there's overlap. But let us not limit our concept of romantic love to be this small version of what it can really be. Yeah, thank you for that. So, dear ones, we have come to the end of another happy hour together. Thank you so much for the gift of your practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well, including us. Thanks, everyone. Be well. Take care. See you on Wednesday. And I'll stop the recording.